After 22 days of war, Taysir Jnid is finally getting some help from Hamas. A check for 4,000 euros to assist him and his family of five survive after their house was destroyed. He blames Israel for his situation, but he also has harsh words for Palestinian leaders.
The struggle between Fatah and Hamas has played a role in allowing Israel to attack us and to do whatever it wants in Gaza. This division has weakened us.
Taysir wasn't the only one to get a handout on Thursday. Any Gazan who was injured or lost a loved one, or whose home was destroyed or damaged, qualifies. Senior Hamas leaders oversaw the distribution of the first batch. Hamas plans to hand out 40 million euros, and it says it already has 4 million in its possession. It says the donors are organizations and countries from different parts of the world, but the movement won't specify how the funds got in or the countries of origin.
We are a government and we run the country and we have a budget. We also have our friends in all countries in the world. We are friends with organizations, people and governments. We are open to the whole world.
Hamas kicked off its campaign in a community where everyone lost their homes.
Some people have waited for days to get their money, and now they're being told that more checks will be distributed in the days to come. Hamas says this is a first symbolic step to help people. It may also be a first step in making sure that Hamas still commands people's support.
Only a handful received checks on the first day. Thousands more are waiting in what is a key test for leaders here to show that they can help relieve the suffering of those who paid the highest price for the war. Zeina Awad, Al Jazeera, Gaza City.